Welcome to the Pulse Wave, where we talk to the individuals that are helping change the face of GovTech. We find out what gets them motivated and what keeps them ticking. The Pulse Wave is brought to you by Metronome. We're a modern digital transformation firm that keeps outcomes above ego. I'm Virgil Verga, your host. Today on the Pulse Wave, I've got Mike Quinn. He's an Army veteran, a Forbes contributor. He is a prolific public speaker. And not a two-timer or one-timer, but a three-time LinkedIn top voice with like some obscene amount of followers, like 360,000. And I did the first time a couple of times I talked to you, I didn't even realize that. But most importantly, quite frankly, other than the fact that you served our country and appreciate that, is you're prolific in assisting veterans and spouses find careers. So I'm looking forward to talking. I'm curious how you're doing today, and thanks for coming on.
No, thank you, Virgil. I'm super excited to talk to you. I love your passion and energy, and just had the opportunity to talk to a larger community about what veterans bring to the market. So we'll start
at the beginning really quick. So I don't want to spend more time on your passion, but so you served. What made you passionate about joining the service, you know, when you did?
Yeah. So it's kind of silly. I really wasn't passionate about service when I joined. You know, I went to a year of college, I had a scholarship, and I didn't know what I wanted to do after 1 year. And so I took some time off from college. I ended up working in a hotel doing room service and busboy. And so I remember there was like an event in the hotel where there was an Army recruiting event there, and they were all trying to get me to join. And I was like, no way, the military's not for me. And then after I watched Top Gun, I said, you know what? I want to be a pilot. And I didn't realize it was the Navy. I thought it was Air Force flying off of Navy ships. And so I made an appointment to join the Air Force. I went down there and the recruiter never showed up for the appointment. And my eventual Army recruiter was standing outside smoking a cigarette and said, come in and talk to me. And I eventually went in and looked at military intelligence. And I was like, oh my God, that sounds so interesting. And you know, that's what led me down the road. I signed up for 5 years. I was only doing 5 years. And then when I got out, I didn't have a degree. I didn't know what I was going to do. I didn't want to go be a cop back in Philadelphia. So I reenlisted for 3 more years to finish my degree and ended up doing 19 more. So I did 24 total years. And you know, after that first enlistment, I fell in love with service. The mission, the people around me, the purpose. And they kept giving me more and more training, more and more education, more and more responsibility, experience.
Yeah, that says a lot. I wasn't even going to get into this, but, you know, clearly there's a lot being said right now about the lack of recruiting coming into the armed services. Mm-hmm. And I think, but when you talk about to get transitioning military members out, you need to get military members in.
Right. I've been speaking to the Army and the Navy, and I've been working for about 5 years. To kind of fix this issue. But I talked to him about it. And I said, the challenge is those people were holding the Army accountable for something that wasn't the Army's decision. The Army follows the decision of the commander in chief, right? So like the Army didn't decide, hey, let's go do this. So that's one piece. But the other part about it is what I'll tell you is that only 6% of the population has ever served. They don't see what the military invests in us. And the reason they don't know is something you hit on, is that the military is slow to understand that it's not about the Army, the Navy making commercials, because those are just advertisements. It's not about recruiters posting on social media, because that's just direct sales. What we need is all of our service members to be posting on their network about what they love about service. Regularly posting like, oh my God, I'm in the Navy. I just spent the weekend in Singapore. Or, you know, here's this fighter jet taking off, you know, or hey, we just had this event here, or I just got my degree for free.
I agree. It's real stories. And, you know, it's interesting when I do see, you know, ads or whatever it may be to get folks to come in, it only really talks about what you're going to do while you're in.
Right.
You know, this is what can happen when you're out. I mean, me and you both know how many unbelievably successful, you know, not just folks that went into different careers, but folks that transitioned and started companies in GovTech and on the back of having a decently successful military career.
Yeah, I mean, I was a senior executive. I mean, executive at Ernst & Young, you know, with a BS in liberal arts. I wouldn't be there without my relationships and experience. You know, I started my own company that's been successful so far. Yeah, I mean, there's so much that service gives us. The fact that you can go to college for free when you get out, the GI Bill. Mm-hmm. And it's not just your tuition. They also give you money for housing. They give you money for books. Like, and if you serve more than 10 years, you can give that to your kids. So like for me, I have two small children. Based on my experience, the way Virginia treats disabled veterans and my GI Bill, both of my kids, if they play it right, can get a master's degree and not owe a cent.
Right. Like, it's fantastic. It's amazing.
Right. We got to tell our stories. I mean, that's what it comes down to. So for me, my first 5 years, I went to training. I became a special agent with a badge and credentials, a federal special agent as a counterintelligence agent. I got assigned to Germany and got to spend 2 years in Germany, like just exploring all of Europe. And this is in my early 20s. Then I went to language school and learned how to speak Korean fluently. And then I went and spent a year in Korea, went to college in Seoul, living like my best life as a young soldier. I mean, it was idyllic. And like, there's none of my, like all my friends that didn't serve are still staying in Philadelphia. They're all going to the same local bar. They're all hanging out with the same people, you know, very few of them ever left the country. I got to spend about 18 years living overseas. Like how many people in our country get to do things like that? And I built relationships all over the world, right?
Yeah, that's exciting. So, you know, speaking about all the amazing things that you learned and the skill sets and the education, 24 years later, you're about to transition out and you're like, holy crap. What do I do? Right? How different is that? You know, you've got yourself again, who was in for 20 some years, degree, certifications. Then you've also got John or Nancy who are coming out after 4 years, potentially without a degree. And regardless of what their skill set was, that seems like a different transition to me, at least.
So for the junior service members, there's a wide range of opportunities they can do. There are immensely more jobs that you can go in with, you know, 1 to 2, 1 to 5 years of experience. For the retirees that have done 20 plus years, they have the safety retirement check, which, by the way, doesn't go that far in the DC area. And they have decades of experience. But the pool of jobs that are acceptable to them is much smaller. A lot of times we're looking for something more senior. And we have decades of military culture to kind of transition from. And there's some challenges there. The key to all of this is figuring out what you want to do and what you can do. And that comes from connecting to veterans in industry. That's what I teach all the time. Like, I'm not going to tell someone how to get a career in tech. I don't tell people how to, like, what they should do. What I teach them how to do is to connect with veterans or supporters in industry and do career exploration, right? Not just do this job or what can I do, but really like, what do you do in that job every day? You know, what do you like about it? What do you not like about it? Factor in that for the X number of years, we've always been told what job we're getting and where we're going.
You're told.
Right. But for the most part, like, hey, you're getting assigned to this base, this unit, this job. Like the Army tells you, the Navy tells you, right? The military trains us to be generalists. And so what you end up seeing when people start the transition is they want to list everything they've ever done. And I have to explain to them that that is not the way to find your success. And that's what scares a lot of people. They're like, hey, what if I choose wrong? And I have to explain, you get to choose. And if you choose and decide that wasn't the right choice for you, you can pivot.
That's also intimidating to tell someone, you are controlling your destiny. Let's figure out what it is you want to do.
Every veteran has been through the transition. This is why LinkedIn's been so powerful for us, is that, you know, if you were going to reach out and network with a stranger and you had to find something in common, like I have people reach out like, oh, I saw you're an EY alumni. I was at EY as well. And I'm like, okay, you know.
Yeah.
But when you're like, hey, I noticed that you're a retired Army Sergeant Major. I'm a Navy commander getting out. Like already the things that bind us together are so much stronger for veterans than any other group out there because we've all been through it. So I'll typically tell people, if you could send a note to 10 veterans a day, it's like 10, 15 minutes of your time. I guarantee you 3 or 4 are going to say, yeah, let's hop on a call. And those are 3 or 4 potentially life changing conversations every day.
You've got other veterans, and there's also some other tools like SkillBridge, right? We've had several SkillBridgers come in, and everybody's got different motives of what they want to accomplish during their SkillBridge. Why do you think it's so valuable for transitioning military members, the SkillBridge program?
So you have to understand, my whole reason for starting a company was because of SkillBridge. So my idea was to fill the gaps of what they couldn't do. And that's what started Higher Military doing SkillBridge. And over the years, you know, I have a different model. My model is I want the service member to spend full time working for a hiring manager in a job. I don't want it to be like a try everything. I want them to treat it like the job search, go in there, work full time with a hiring manager, build relationships, learn the job, and both sides can make a decision. And that's why we have a 97% job offer rate at the end of internships, because we do the work on the front side. The other thing about SkillBridge is that it enables employers to take a chance on talent, right?
So what are some of the, and listen, it's not everybody, right? But what are some of those prevailing like skill sets, transferable skill sets that military folks have coming into the workforce?
I mean, that's such a hard question. We're a slice of society. I spoke with a senior officer a couple of weeks ago that had a master's degree from Princeton and a master's degree from Yale. I spoke to a young captain from the Army that had a degree in robotics from MIT. And so when you talk about our community, I don't really think that there is a singular transferable skill. I think what you're really looking for are the people that put forth effort, right? I think that's the biggest thing when people say, how do I know if they're the right veteran or what do I want? I don't understand what they do. And my question is, have you spoken with them? Like, and if they say something you don't understand, say, tell me what that means. You know, and if you talk to them, you'll see these high performers that are just going to blow you away.
I love that. So I'm curious, if the current Mike was talking to the 3 or 4 year enlisted Mike, he said, listen, in 20 years, you're going to get out, you're going to become an Ernst & Young executive, you're going to be a top voice on LinkedIn, if you even knew what the heck that meant, actually. What was that, 2002 or something like that?
I'd say, hey, buy me another shot, because obviously we're like drinking heavy. I mean, literally the 3 or 4 year in Mike, you know, specialist Mike Quinn was literally teaching the classes to not be on social media. There's no chance I ever thought, even 10 That's years wild. Ago, I never thought I was going to be on social media at all. Like it was, you know, necessity that drove me to LinkedIn, knowing that I needed relationships, I needed mentors. So I would say for anyone, the most important thing you can do to find your success is build relationships and always be learning. Always be learning, you know, continue to like give your all and learn and grow and follow your passion, and you'll find your success.
I think it was Bill Parcells who said, every day you wake up, you're either going to get better or you're going to get worse. You never stay the same. All right. So Mike Quinn, now this brings us to a couple of the most exciting minutes in all of the podcasting land, where we get into the pulse check. The pulse check is where I ask you 3 quick questions and you give me answers to those questions in the form of a song title. Mike, are you ready?
I am. I actually prepared for this a little bit. So,
all right, good.
And I have an eclectic taste in music, so it's going to be a little weird.
I hope so. I hope so. So I'm a huge music fan. I've got hundreds of of my concert posters that I've collected over the last 30 years. Many of them are framed. They adorn the office walls of all of the walls of all of our offices and probably too many walls of our house. My wife is sick of them. But music has a huge place in my heart. It's one of my hobbies. Love listening to it, playing it. So bring it. Question number one, how do you feel when a candidate secures a role through higher military?
So that was the easiest one, and it's kind of corny, but it's Celebration by Kool & the Gang. You know, like, that's the easiest song everybody knows, and you kind of get the little... Celebration.
Come on. I'm old enough to know that one. Mm-hmm. How do you feel? Number two, how do you feel when a veteran you're assisting chooses not to create a LinkedIn profile?
So I've got to bring a little Nine Inch Nails into this because that is how I feel. Like Trent Reznor, I do not want this. Like, that is how I, like, I don't help. If you're not willing to get a LinkedIn profile, I'm not helping you because you're not flexible and adaptive enough to find your success. You're stuck in your own ways. I'm going to tell you to find someone else.
Boom. Number three. How do you feel when a company registered to become a higher military employer partner?
So this was, I had to look, the name of the song's a little off. So it's No Such Thing by John Mayer, right? Which sound, the title sounds worse, but if you listen to the words and the music and the vibe, and he's like, they love to tell you, stay inside the lines. But something's better on the
other side.
Right?
So I want to run through the halls of my high school. I want to scream at the top of my lungs. Yeah, it's a good song.
You're a much better singer. I should have just let you do the words. But I mean, it's all about, like, what when you think about hiring, and everybody's like, I need this. And I have to always, when we talk, we're like, well, would you be willing to flex that for an exceptional performer, right? Get out and stop trying to color in the lines. Like, open yourself out to, like, incredible, diverse talent, and it's going to blow you away. And that, so that's where that song came in.
Awesome. Well, you blew me away today. You know, there's something about engaging what you say. I have some energy. Well, man, Mike, you've got some really great energy and it just brings more out of me. It's something that's really neat how that happens. So I really appreciate that. So everybody, Mike Quinn, he's always moving forward and he helps transitioning service members and veterans and military spouses find meaningful employment through services of his very own, through services through his company. Mike, thank you so much for coming on the Pulse Wave. This was awesome. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Virgil. Anytime.
You got it, brother. Take care.